Thursday. And Eamon is in the house again after many, many weeks away. It's lovely to see you again, Eamon, darling, from Tops at Lifestyle, because it's time once again for the Tops Wine of the Week. And today, Eamon, it's a Beiersklof.
Beiersklof Pinotage, Dave. We're going to be tasting one of the masters of Pinotage.
Yes, and we haven't had a Pinotage for an awfully long time.
Yes, definitely.
Because I think maybe the fashion has swung to...
We were drinking a lot of Sauvignon Blancs and Chardonnays, some Pinot Noirs. Then we had whiskies.
There we had the whiskey, It was... South Africa is...
Famous. It's the most famous grape in the country is Pinotage, apart from Chenin Blanc, which is grown widely for making all our brandies. But Pinotage and Beiers Truter and his son Henri, who's taken over from Beiers now at the moment. Beiers is kind of semi-retired at the farm, but still keeping a watchful eye on young Henri.
Okay.
To make sure things are done properly.
So they still produce a world-beating
Pinotage. A world-beating Pinotage. And this is the everyday one, which came out around 30, just over 30 years ago. And the first vintage, if I believe, of this was in 1895. That was 1895. But it came out, the first vintage of this one was 1995, and straight away into the ABSA top 10 Pinotages. But he does another range as well. He does a Cree-built Pinotage, which is from a different farm. Same farm, but from different location in the Buttery Hills that they purchased there a couple of years back. Then you get the Vin Diesel Pinotage, which is his premium Pinotage. But we're going to be tasting the everyday Pinotage.
So now what we'll do, because I'm sure you are listening to this wondering, is it going to be a six or an X or, somewhere in between?
Mm.
And we've been very fortunate because predominantly, and I think it's because you know your wines, and Tops is famous for a huge variety of good wines, not all crazy prices. You can get a really good drinkable, and I presume, I don't know, we will talk about price in a second, but this is what considered to be an everyday wine.
Everyday Pinotage. They're not made in that old Pinotage style. If you go back around 20 years ago, where they were very earthy, quite harsh, they were kind of like, you get that green, it's very
good
sharp
for cooking.
Well, some of them.
Just add to the stew.
Add to the stew, that was it. Add to the oxtail.
Well, let's take a little musical interlude, and while we pour a splash into a glass, because a good everyday Pinotage, as my dear friend used to say, you can get a really decent quaffable wine that you just adore an everyday drinkable Pinotage. Derek Taylor was a monster when it came to wines and food, and we will drink this in his honor. He's passed a few years back, but he used to write for us, and I whenever I see a Pinotage, I think of him. So I'm going to enjoy let's open the bottle, and we'll come back and let you know what it's about on the flip side.
Show what it means.
Lady Gaga, Paparazzi disappearing into the background, and we have opened the bottle. It is an interesting, as I was waxing lyrical about quaffable wines and my late champion Derek Taylor, you know, here was the thing. I, just before you came in fact, I was very peckish, and I dashed across to the market and bought a little tiny stick of Springbok Biltong. Just as a quick lunch, you know, and it has prepared my palate absolutely perfectly for this gorgeous Pinotage. It really has. I mean, here it is. The Beatage Pinotage, they reckon, is the most popular of Pinotages in South Africa, and it's no wonder. The wine has shown a fruity, enjoyable consistency year after year, made to be enjoyed and imbibed on any occasion. So, here it is. We're sitting on a Thursday afternoon. It's been a rough week all round. And
everybody, yes.
It's the first Thursday, which I know you're involved in at the studios.
At the studios later, yes.
So you're going to have a late night, oh, poor chap. But here we are enjoying a glass, a little convivial glass of Pinotage, having just literally enjoyed some Biltong, which primed my palate perfectly for what we are tasting here. Strong red berry and plum flavors with elegant tannins. They couldn't have said it nicer. A well-balanced, medium-bodied wine with a fresh finish for a full-flavored experience. They say we recommend drinking it young, and this is 2022, so there it's perfect.
It's 2 years old already, so we're 2024 now, so...
Let's get you back on the mic. It sounds like you have left us for the studios already
for this evening. Yeah. So it's 2 years old already, so we're 2024, this is 2022. So
it's young.
Aged well. It's done very well since it's been bottled, and it's... Even if I remember taste going back to 2019 and the 21, there's no similarity. They're basically the same.
Okay.
That quality is still there. So the taste, the aromas,
so
it's consistent.
It just gets smoothly, it just gets slowly better with age.
With age.
So you can put this away for a while. And it'll
another,
just,
yeah,
but you
five,
can drink it right
I'm
now and you'll absolutely love it. Because I am, and I'm quite a tough nut when it comes to, because, you know, I mean, I've been honest, haven't I? I've told you occasionally when something has been, well, you know, because we don't tell you lies. If you, and everyone's different.
If it's not good, we'll tell you.
Well, you know, what? Each of us has an opinion, I suppose, not always 100%, but this is super. It complements, they say, mutton dishes, pork chops on the braai, or steaming curries. The weather has turned, so this is good. Pair it with mature cheddar or Gouda. It's a perfect afternoon into the evening drink. Couple of bottles with some good friends, and life is just perfect. You can forget about the drama of the week. Just temporarily, of course. We don't lose
keep
sight
it in
of
the background.
The fact that there are those that you know, still require a huge amount of help and encouragement, but occasionally, we all need to be kind to ourselves, and what a lovely way to do that. Beyers Kloof Pinotage 2022, available at Tops at Lifestyle. Are you going to be having a tasting of this?
We're going to be doing tasting it on Saturday, Sunday, Dave, between 12 and 2 on both days. And price-wise, for R109, R110 a bottle, you can't go wrong.
That is the best news I've heard all day, because at $110 a bottle, that's... It's a treat. It's an absolute treat.
It's very,
that's
very good.
Good value. It's the old saying, you know, you've got a pedigree there in a bottle, and it just shines through. Literally shines through.
And especially from Beyers Truth, from the farm, over 30 years ago when Beyers first put his hands into the soil there and planted Pinotage. But before that, he was with Cannon Cup, and he basically put Cannon Cup on the map of what Cannon Cup is today through his farming methods, I should say.
So and a really good.
He's the best of the best. He's the best of the best. And now
I got to tell you something. I went off Pinotage. I became a Merlot.
A Merlot drinker.
Because
a bit softer.
Found it a bit smoother. But I am back. That is entirely thanks to Beyers Kloof and this Pinotage. It's a lovely.
I think it is.
One can call it quaffable if you want to, but I tell you something, it will stand head and shoulders among the best that there is, because it really is value for money, quality. It's a lovely drink.
It is.
It's our wine of the week. And there are some competitions we're going to be talking about quickly.
Yeah, Dave, we're still running our competition at the front of the store where you can win yourself a branded Smeg fridge and a Fjell bar to the value of 35,000 Rand. So it's a very good prize. Now, that competition finishes this weekend, this Sunday.
So this is literally your last week to get in it to win it.
To get in it to win it.
And, you know, this little bird told me that often if you enter a competition towards the end of the run, you know, when it's like coming to its draw, your chances improve. I don't know why that should be, but apparently...
I've heard that as well.
So this is the week to get
this
stuck.
This is the week to get it. Well... Yeah, I've got a couple of days now to go. Then we have another interesting one for all you guys out there and ladies. If you follow us on our Facebook page, on our Tops Lifestyle Facebook page, and like the page, you could be in to win a 1,000 Rand Tops gift voucher.
Wow.
Which is very, very good. So
imagine you could get about 9.5 bottles of Pinotage.
Best true Pinotage.
Yes, thank you very much.
And then
one for you and two for me.
I like that. And then First Thursday, as everybody knows, is today at the studios where we'll be doing Kleinsalza, the vineyard selection. That's the premium selection from Kleinsalza and the Dublinville Hills Collector's Reserve Range, which come from the Vinotech. So there's an unusual selection of wines going to be there this evening. So if you're not doing anything, pop along
pop
for a glass
along
of wine.
To First Thursday. It's always a joy to behold. There's live music. There's a wonderful collection of art. This week, I believe they're concentrating on, not exclusively, but they're certainly looking at, because of Youth Day, and they're looking at the fact that the 16th is around the corner. So the art is focusing on South Africa's youth. And the great wines that you'll be presenting, which is a lovely thing. And there's also food. And someone is ringing me to say, stop talking. I don't know how they
won the lotto, Dave.
But there it is. It was fabulous, Eamon. That really has been a treat and absolutely super. And we'll actually pop around to see you at the First Thursday around the corner.
No problem.
A little bit later, just after 5 o'clock. That has been our wine of the week, courtesy of Tops at Lifestyle. Don't forget the tastings of this fantastic Beyers Kloof this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, between 12 and 2. And Eamon will catch up in a week's time for
definitely
another
Dave.
Wine of the week.
Of the week next week. Perfect.